I'm ready. All right, good morning. This is Commissioner Brooks. Called the meeting back to order. It's 10:16. We have an agendized meeting to consider matters related to county assistance. And joining us is Kelly George. Good morning.
Morning, Chairman. Morning, Commissioner. I bring you before you case number 2026-23. This case came from Ada County, so I have a bit of background information to explain to the board.
Kelly, sorry to interrupt. Will you pull the microphone towards you a little bit, please? The air conditioning's on and I can't hear you very well. Thank you.
This case is from Ada County, so there's a bit of background to fill the board in on. So for the overview, on May 16th, the decedent was transported and hospitalized at the Boise VA hospital after law enforcement found him in his car while driving erratically, and he appeared to be experiencing altered mental status. On June 10th, the decedent passed away at the hospital. On June 15th, the Ada County Coroner's Office submitted a request for public administration to the Kenney County Treasurer's Office. The Kenney County Treasurer's Office issued a letter of denial indicating the decedent did not appear to have assets requiring public administration. On June 23rd, the Ada County Coroner's Office submitted a request to Kenney County Assistance Indigent Services to process a cremation application for the decedent. As part of the application, county assistants completed interviews with the ex-spouse and the decedent's former property manager. For residency, during the interview with the property manager of a Nampa RV park, it was verified that the decedent lived in the park for the last 4 years until his eviction in April 2026, at which time the property manager attested that he became homeless and began to live in his car. The decedent was hospitalized in Ada County when he passed away. Due to his homelessness and his previous Nampa residency, Obligated County has been established to Kenney County. The material information on this case, an investigation was conducted by county assistants for evidence in support of the financial aid application. Per the investigation, the decedent was retired and had no living next of kin. During the interview, his 85-year-old ex-spouse said that they had been married for 42 years but divorced 10 years ago. She said they did not share children together. However, his two adult children were already passed away. She said the decedent's medical power of attorney was her and that she had recently visited him at the Boise VA. So she was in contact with him just prior to his passing away. She resides in senior housing in Washington State and lives on a fixed income. So she has said she does not have the ability to pay for the decedent's final disposition. She also verified the decedent's 8 years of non-combat service in the National Guard. Per the military policies, the decedent is eligible to receive VA medical benefits. That's why he was at the VA hospital. However, he was in a non-combat service, so he was not eligible for VA burial benefits. That could have been a resource. Both the ex-spouse and the property manager verified the decedent has a burial plot in Roseburg, Oregon, next to his parents and his deceased children. So that is material information. In regards to resources, county assistants contacted and verified the decedent does have a prepaid burial plot in Roseburg Memorial Cemetery. The cemetery also verified that the decedent's internment in the plot is completely paid for as well. The contact person of the cemetery said once the cremated remains are received by the cemetery, his funeral policy ensures that he will be respectfully buried by the cemetery staff. There is some more resources. The property manager verified the decedent's motorhome is no longer in the park, and she does not know where it's at. County assistants verified both the car he had been living in and the motorhome are titled in his name. However, they both have liens and appeared to not be registered. So he has liens on them, but he never registered them. They're only titled in his name. We can probably assume that once the police got involved when he went to the hospital, that the car got towed away, but I wasn't able to find the car. Both the property manager, the ex-spouse, and health and welfare verified the decedent has a Wells Fargo bank account. The ex-spouse indicated she is not owner or signer on the account, so she cannot access it to pay the funeral home. Health and welfare reported the decedent received Social Security retirement benefits and three retirement pensions from various carpenter unions as monthly income. Health and welfare also verified the April balance in that bank account was $700. County assistants could not verify if he got his May income nor his June income. However, since the decedent was hospitalized during those months, those funds may not have been spent and the account may have a positive balance. After its investigation of possible payment resources or financial assets the decedent may have, county assistants did verify several resources. And for indigency, Kenny County may not be the payer of last resort. And I'll stand for questions. Thank you.
Chairman?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have any questions. However, a statement for the record that this sure seems like a good public administration case. Idaho State Code delegates the authority for pursuing that to the treasurer's office. That being said, our indigent services director and Kelly George do an amazing job ferreting out resources. The fact that there have been identified resources that are titled in his name does not allow this application to qualify. In addition to the fact that he has prepared burial available somewhere else. So I want to say, first of all, to thank Mr. Yao, even though he's not here, for his service to our country. That's amazing. We want to recognize that and that he will receive a respectful burial. And then secondarily, I just don't find it appropriate to approve this case given that Indigent Services has identified assets that need to be tracked down and put through the public administration process to pay for that. In the existing procedures that we have at Canyon County, the identification of assets and whether they disappear or whether they're secured precludes the county from using taxpayer dollars to pay for, to be the payer of last resort when that's not been clearly identified. I cannot support this for those reasons.
So my comments and I guess a question were surrounding the public administration as well. What is the process for another request for that to be reopened? I mean, has the Board of County Commissioners ever requested public administration?
Not to that I would remember. However, in this case, since the application came from Ada County and asked the Treasurer's Office for public administration, and they declined it, and then Ada County asked county assistants for them to process the application, and we found resources, I will go back to the original workflow and send it back to the treasurer's office for them to review my investigation and for them to maybe look at the public administration again. But once this goes to Ada County, because they are the ones that requested it, it would be up to them again to ask treasurer's office, and I'm assuming that would be a workflow, I don't know, to ask the treasurer's office to again look at that public administration case. Ada County does do their cremations differently, and so because he passed away in Ada County, they may proceed forward with cremation on their end. It remains to be seen how Mr. Yao would be taken care of in regards to his cremation. But again, we had to remember that he does have a full burial policy and plot over in Roseburg, Oregon. So however he gets there, he will be respectfully interred.
Please keep the board updated in how that request, I guess, or transfer of new information goes with Ada County and the treasurer's office.
I'll make note to them that they need to provide the response.
Yeah. Okay. And Chairman, I would submit to you that it would take our legal team to interpret some of those public administration language in Idaho code. It is somewhat complicated. And then there's, prior to this current treasurer, there was a reluctance to pursue public administration. That's not disrespectful. That is simply factual. I object, and I have objected in the past. Our process needs to be reviewed so that Canyon County taxpayers are not on the hook for cases that should be pursued by the treasurer's office for public administration on the collection of assets. That being said, I move that the board denies the request for cremation. Kelly, I'm looking for a case number. Here it is. Request number 2026-0023, as Canyon County is not the payer of last resort and have been identified assets.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. That's it for energy services.
Thank you.
With that, this portion of the meeting will be adjourned, and we will take up our 10:30 budget workshops in about 5 minutes. Thank you.